End of the Gemara in Masechta Megillah says Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag Sholem Medorshin VeHilchos Achag. We also have that idea in the Gemara in Pesachim, the first parak. So it's entirely appropriate for us to learn the Mishnayos of Megillah, and God willing, to conclude in time for Purim. So the first Mishnah deals with the times when it's appropriate to read the Megillah. So part of this is dealt with in the Megillah itself. Al Kain HaYudim HaPrazim HaYoshim Bari HaPrazos Korim Biyom Arba Sarbo, and then it says Yudim Asher B'Shushan Karim B'Chamisha Sarbo, because you remember the story that Esther asked for an additional day of war in Shushan, so they were only Noach Me'oivehem B'Chamisha Sarbo on the 15th. So the Megillah explains a little more, the Mishnah explains a little more complicated than that. It's not just the 14th and the 15th of Adar, but Megillah Nikres B'Yid Aleph, B'Yid Beis, Yid Gimel, Yid Dalet, and Tesvav. So there are five different possible days, and that off the bat sounds very strange, because we know that the entire theme of Purim is Leich Kenosis Kol Ayudim. The Jewish people needed to get together. That was part of Haman's entire accusation, is Yeshno Am Echad Mifuzar Mifurad Bein Hamim. The Jews are not united, so we're going to have five different days. That's not going to look very nice. So we'll see in just a moment that it's actually a sort of a kiyum in the idea of Achdus. But let's see how this works out. Lo Pachos V'Yoser. So Krachna Mukafin Choma Mimos Yoshua ben Nun, so walled cities like Shushan, we don't measure from Achashverosh, we measure from Yoshua ben Nun, even if it no longer has a wall today, but if it had a wall at the time of Yoshua ben Nun, Karin betesvav. So they imitate Shushan. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you measure from the days of Yoshua ben Nun? So the simple answer is, Kvodo Shalaretz Yisrael, that we know that the Megillah and the events that happened in the Megillah took place Bechorban al Shalaretz Yisrael. So it would sort of be embarrassing to Israel if we were focused on Shushan and not focused on the land of Israel. That's one reason. The Bar Tzedura gives a second reason apropos this past week's parsha, which is, of course, the confrontation between Mordechai and Esther and Haman was just a continuation of the confrontation that began in last week's parsha. Vayomer Moshe Yoshua Becharlanu Anashim Vitzehi Lachem Bamalek. It's a continuation of the eternal battle against Amalek, Melchama Lashem Bamalek Midor Ador. So in a very real sense, in a historical sense, The battle of Mordechai and Esther didn't really begin in the days of Achashverosh. We really should measure it Mimos Yoshua ben Nun. So it's a combination of those two reasons. The Kfarim, the villages, which were small places, Vayaris Gedolos Karim B'Yadalad, fundamentally they read on the 14th as opposed to the 15th, Elasha Kfarim Makdimin Liyom HaKnisa. But the villagers, they would read on the market day, basically Monday or Thursday, if that happened to take place before the 14th. And the reason was, basically one of two possible explanations that we see, that they didn't necessarily have a minyan in these villages. You could have had six Jews living in a village. So you have Kriyas HaTorah on Monday and Thursday, so they'd come into the big cities, and the rabbis weren't going to require them to come back again to hear the Megillah. Not nice, Joey. I don't want you, no jumping in the shul. The second possible reason is there was also Batei Din, that people had various issues that they had to settle in litigation. So they would come in on Monday and Thursday, and you'd say, okay, but it's not Purim in the end, so how can you read the Megillah? So the Pasuk says, and the Yerushalmi quotes this, HaChodesh Asher Nepach Lahem Me'evil Yom Tov U'Miagon L'Simcha, that the entire month of Adar, that's why we say, Mishenichnas Adar Marvin B'Simcha, actually was transformed. So the Yerushalmi says, B'Dieved, in theory, you could read the Megillah the entire month of Adar. So there's not so much pressure on one particular day. But what about the issue of Achdus that I raised before? You know, it's not very nice to have this concept of five different days of people reading the Megillah. You know, we want to be unified. Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim. So the Gemara raises this question at the very beginning of the Gemara. And the Gemara says the following, that the real reason maybe that we allow the villagers to read early is because the villagers were largely in agriculture. These were people who were farmers for a living. And we want people to be able to have a su'udah on Purim. So if they were busy hearing the Megillah, they might not be able to sell food to people to prepare their su'udah, right? This is in the days before refrigeration and the like. So the Gemara says, So we'll allow them, let's say, to read on the 11th, the 12th, the 13th, as we discussed just a moment ago. We'll get into the actual dates tomorrow. But it's really for the purposes of Achdus, because the people that came from the villages, they were able to help out their brethren in the larger cities by selling them foodstuffs that would enhance their Simchas Purim, so they could be Yimei Mishta V'Simcha, Mishloach Manos Ish L'Re'ehu, and eventually Matanos Avyonim as well. So this is a good place to start, that even though, again, superficially, it looks like it's a very divergent practice to have five different possible days of reading the Megillah, Yudalef, Yudbeis, Yudgimel, Yudalef, and Tesvav. You can't read it past Tesvav because the Megillah says Vilo Yavor, because if you can't go past halfway through the month into really the Zman of Pesach, so to speak, 30 days before Pesach. But actually, if you dig a little bit deeper, Kedei Lesapik Mayim Mazon Lachem Shebekrachem, that it's really to support their brethren in the larger cities and to provide them food to celebrate Purim, then you see that theme of Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim, of Jewish unity, really coming across at the very beginning of the Masechta. Rabbi Hanani ben Akash Amar,